This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's hop around the NFL. A couple of the rookie quarterbacks that made their debuts. There was a really toxic discourse leading into the Browns-Panthers game about Shedeur Sanders, where for some reason it became this story that he was being set up to fail. I still don't quite get how a fifth-round pick getting to play a half of preseason football because two guys are hurt and another guy's not going to play was somehow throwing him to the wolves. But lo and behold, Shedeur Sanders not only played, but he played really well. 14 of 23 for a 138, two touchdowns. He made a couple of really nice throws middle of the field with accuracy. He did some things in the pocket that showed some advanced NFL capabilities. I actually thought he looked more athletic and more mobile. I had to go back after the fact and watch his game because it was on during the Commanders. But his preseason performance, to me, it seemed like he has gotten faster, which sounds dumb, or just a little more athletic. Like at Colorado, I am standing in the pocket, and I am not leaving no matter what happens. And that really wasn't how he operated, but look, it's only one preseason game. There's nothing that he can do that will ever be able to lead to a reasonable conversation.
Sure.
On any side. I don't know how we got here, but he's now Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, and it's just this huge conversation.
Everyone wants to have a declarative statement through whatever happens,
societal,
good or bad.
Societal and cultural, and part of the reason maybe why teams honestly wanted nothing to do with
it.
It's just toxic. But he played once. He played really well. Ideally, he can now get more reps with better players around him, and we'll see what it looks like in a week. That's kind of where I am on it.
I did not have... Now, again, I've never done an interview with him. I've never done any research other than I've just watched him play some football because they were on TV all the time. And I go, that's better than a fifth rounder. So to me, he's better than all these second stringers, third stringers that he's going to be playing with and against. And he probably proved that here in this preseason game.
I was listening to a report out of Browns camp that one of their writers was doing a couple weeks ago. And he said it really well. He said, basically, there is no way you can watch practice and tell me that Shedeur Sanders is not physically way more talented or way more impressive physically.
Yeah.
Than Dylan Gabriel, who they drafted before him in this draft. And I think that's interesting from a couple standpoints. Mm-hmm. Number one, he's ahead of him on the depth chart. Number two, guys like him got drafted and Shedeur Sanders was still sitting there. But his point was that's the physical part of it.
Yeah.
There's all this other crap that comes with taking Shedeur Sanders. And some of it, frankly, most of it is not of his doing. Now, he's gotten in trouble off the field, little minor things driving car that Dylan Gabriel hasn't. There's major questions about just how he's going to handle himself and what kind of teammate he's going to be and the way he handled the pre-draft process and whatever else. But there's also stuff he can't control. Like, he goes out, throws 20 passes in the preseason, and LeBron James and Jamie Foxx, and people are coming out of the woodwork to say, see, he should be starting. You don't get that when Andy Dalton comes in and goes 13 of 15 for 100 yards for the Panthers. There's just something added when you draft a celebrity backup quarterback that teams typically don't like, but he looked like an NFL quarterback in this game, and I am curious to see when a defense is playing more starters and game planning, and when he gets better players around him, can he take another progressive step?
I think it's a very good way to view it. I mean, it reminds me, it's not the same, it's not analogous at all, but when Griffin left here, and we all know the baggage and the story that kind of happened with that, and every then Redskins fan that was still Team Griffin, that everybody was against him, and it was my fault or your fault or whoever else, is sending you, look at the preseason numbers, look at this throw against... You know, the guys that are delivering fridges in 10 days. Look at this. He's still great. Let's all calm down. Oh, now, he can't go start 17 games this past week. He couldn't be a Hall of Famer or a bust or anything else. All he could do, given the sample, is play well. And he did. Give the kid credit.
I would say the exact same thing you just said about Jackson Dart, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Dart was first-round pick. He looked really good.
Yes, he did.
12 of 19 for a buck 54 and a touchdown. He also ran three times for 24 yards. He had a 19-yard scramble where he looked like, I'm trying to think of a comp of like a nimble athlete, maybe a Baker Mayfield or a Drake May or kind of like a smaller Josh Allen.
Like a little quicker, a little more burst than you thought. I mean, honestly, reminded me of Daniel Jones. I know that's a scary comp for people.
I was trying to avoid that one just because it's, everyone will laugh and say,
yeah, forget about the throwing part. Yeah. But like moving around, you go, I wouldn't turn a blind eye. That guy can move.
But like Shador Sanders, nobody knew how he was going to play.
Yeah.
And he came out there after Russell Wilson started, went 6 of 7 for 28 yards, bunch of checkdowns, and he lit it up. Now, he was playing with backups against backups, and you'll notice that most of the kids that played in these preseason games, there was a lot done, I'm sure, to insulate them, help them out, call some plays that they're comfortable with, all the stuff that you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like even Tyler Shuck went 15 of 22 for a buck 65 and a score with the Saints. He lit it up. He might start for them, he might not, but I don't think it's a coincidence that all three of them played really, really well. Now it's about taking on better competition, giving them a better opportunity to game plan for themselves. It's not just about playing tougher competition. When you're playing with fours, that's harder than playing with twos.
Absolutely. My sneaky prediction, I don't know how sneaky it is, the Giants are not going to be terrible this year. I think they're going to be frisky and a pain in the butt. Who knows if it's good enough to save Shane and Dable, but Abdul Carter only played 6 snaps, and oh my God, that is a world-eating Galactus Unicron combination.
He's going to be a beast.
He is an absolute star in the making. Add in Jackson Dart, and they might have something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.